For Utah, the resurgence began in earnest in 2010 with Disney's John Carter of Mars, which spent $20 million filming all over Utah, and 127 hours began shooting soon thereafter. This summer, shooting for After Earth starring Will Smith and The Lone Ranger starring Johnny Depp has poured money into the Moab economy. Tara Campbell is director of the Moab to Monument Valley Film Commission.
We're definitely over $5 million just from this summer for economic impact. As they were spending that money in our hotels, our restaurants, our gift shops, it could be approaching closer to $10 million. When we had John Carter of Mars and 127 hours, we were close to $14 million that year. So, left in the community.
Spending included rental of high-end homes and the leasing of private land in the backcountry to film big explosions that the BLM won't allow. For weeks, the Disney crew labored in a sweltering tent village that many referred to as Mauschwitz. Was Moab ready for the return of big movie shoots?
Yeah, definitely. I will say that a lot of our crew had moved away just because there was such a lull in the larger projects and it wasn't enough going on to support somebody financially. We need to have crew that are here readily available and are experienced.
There was a time when more than 100 skilled locals were regularly employed in TV and film production. Budgets are tighter now. For The Lone Ranger, Disney mostly hired entry-level production assistants who worked on short notice for $7.25 an hour. Michael Rivette, a 30-year film crew veteran, was one of the few Moab old-timers working on the sets.
No one called me to be a grip, and I'm eminently qualified. I don't know about everybody not being available or if they didn't really try hard enough. So I usually end up getting called, can you be here in 10 minutes or tomorrow?
Utah's cash rebates favor larger projects, but Rivette says it was the smaller shoots that put money in his pocket.
Movies alone will never bring the business back to town because we're not Hollywood. We don't have studios. And
let's keep going.
In 1991, Fossil Point became forever after known as Thelma and Louise Point, and Moab's glory days in the movie business were launched. At the time, Miso Tunks had a film tech support business in Salt Lake City, which he moved to Moab. This summer, Tunks happily worked as a skilled set dresser for Disney.
In Utah, we do have some super unique scenery, and the look of Canyonlands was really popular in the 90s. There was a myriad of commercials that came through, and it was a great time. There were tons of jobs, and there was a really good skilled crew base here between Salt Lake and Moab. And my hope is that this is the next wave of it, and that I've stayed around town long enough to catch the next wave.
Nobody expects the commercials to come back to Moab during a recession, but it turns out there are ways now to make new commercials without coming back.
Digital post-production, where you can take the 1999 or 95 Toyota Tacoma truck out of the picture and put in the 2012 or 13 into the same background plate, which we shot in the 90s, and that's all stock footage now.
Joe and Donnie Kiffmeyer, their brothers, have mostly moved on to other things, but they were part of the old Moab crew.
Riggers and key grips, gaffers, boatmen, cowboys, farmers. It took, all these people from this diverse economy. And
one thing that hasn't changed, the Kiffmeyers agree, is that being a lowly PA can still be a viable way to break into the business.
Usually starts out as an office fluff. You got to run errands, go get coffee, stuff like that. You got to go through your seasons of apprenticeship.
Oh, we all did everything. I mean, you drove one of the five ton truck maybe, or the motorhome.
Pick up this bundle and carry it over here. We've got this 6 tons of sand to move. Yeah, go to the airport and pick up the producer. You're off in a brand new rental car going down from Fossil Point. you got to pick him up in an hour. And he doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Utah is locked with 40 other states in an arms race to offer film incentives. At some point, Representative Greg Hughes from Draper is expected to introduce legislation to continue cash rebates for the big movies. State film boosters argue that the movies also bring tens of millions of dollars worth of media exposure and publicity value to Utah.
Lone Ranger is finally going into production.
All right, so yeah,
The Lone Ranger is finally galloping.
See, Tonto will be running all over the desert. Grammy-winning rocker Jack White has been commissioned to write, produce, and perform the score.
It is a sort of rock and roll version of The Lone Ranger.
Of course, when The Lone Ranger gets released in May next year, it's going to create a lot of interest in the area because some really key scenes were shot here and they're going to be spectacular, I guarantee.
For UPR News, this is John Kovash reporting from Moab.